Well, I know that the election is over, but here's what the question is. Where do we go from here? The Trump election seems to have played out with a string of successes on Wall Street. The average is going up over 1,000 points, give or take. Joining us on the KSR Live line is Christopher Sace, our financial analyst from Washington, with his take on what is next. Good morning, Chris.
Why, good morning, Melanie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Have you guys got hit with this big storm yet, or is it still coming?
Big storm? What are you talking about?
I thought there was a big storm coming on the East Coast. Everybody on...
Well, yeah, no, there is. There's. I read somewhere this morning that the Adirondacks in New York are to get 2 feet of snow. I'm, luckily, as you know, well below that in the Mid-Atlantic.
Okay, good. So it's not going to hit everybody all at once. That's good news. All right, well, let's talk about Donald Trump. How is he going to be able to affect the markets, and not only the markets, but the overall economy? Because a lot of us were talking about the possibility of tax cuts this weekend at our family table, and that is kind of exciting for a few of us.
Yeah, well, I think it's exciting for a lot of people, and I think it's really exciting on two fronts. Yes, you know, for individuals that can see lower taxes, it's always nice to have a little extra cash to put to work or to save, you know, depending on what you want to do. But to me, the more exciting one is the potential for corporate taxes and those being cut, as well as the cash repatriation holiday that they're talking about with just a 10% tax hit. To me, those two things are far more important for the economy. You know, I think we've talked over the last few months about how businesses are not investing. You know, they've been really restrained in their spending, and some of that was due to the election. But the ability for them to win business and invest here in the U.S. is huge, not only from a competitive factor, but really for a jobs factor. And if we can get some better paying jobs back, you know, we've talked all about how it's, you know, been restaurants, hospitality, part-time work. But if we can get some better paying jobs, that could spur the economy through the old trickle-down effect.
Are you playing the game along at home, but who will be Trump's Treasury Secretary? Do you care about that? Maybe Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase?
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned his name, Larry, because I actually read over the weekend that he is out of the running.
Really?
Not because of Trump, but because of his own accord. And I think he's got a lot to do over at J.P. Morgan. You know, there's a lot of changes that are going on in the financial world. Remember, too, that if Trump... is successful in repealing some regulations, you know, a lot of that is going to be geared towards the financial community. So they probably need their captain at the helm, as it were. As far as who are some others out there, yeah, I mean, there are some other names out there. Ultimately, I think we've got to see how it comes down to the top two or three and where we go from there, to be quite honest.
I've been reading a lot of stories about Obamacare, the possibility of repealing it, which is extremely likely it'll happen, but will it be reconstituted in some other form or another is, I guess, the big question. That's going to have a big effect on the economy, right?
Well, I think it will. I mean, look, any time there's uncertainty and, you know, healthcare, particularly as with the aging population that we have, healthcare is a bigger and bigger slug of the GDP. So yes, it is, you know, going to have some pronounced impact on the economy. That's why I think that we're more likely to see not a full repeal, you know, nuke it and blow up and start over. I think we're more likely to see a, not baby steps, but maybe, you know, a couple feet, couple yards taken in order to reposition this. You know, I don't think Trump is a foolish man. I think he understands that, you know, the last thing we need is any type of chaos when it comes to healthcare. And remember, too, he's already starting to soften his position a little bit when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. And I think stepping back a little bit, you know, Trump, the big deal maker, Trump, the negotiator, I think a lot of the bluster that we've seen from candidate Trump has been his kind of opening salvo.
Yeah.
And I suspect that as time goes on, you'll see him probably move a little more towards the middle on certain things, letting the people on the other side of the negotiating table feel like we've won some. All right, this is good. This is good for everybody.
And I have a feeling that a lot of the left wing of the party of the Democratic Party is going to be very surprised at Donald Trump and what we actually end up with. And I think a lot of people on the conservative side are going to end up kind of disappointed. So which, you know, if you can come somewhere in the middle, maybe that is the best deal.
Well, that's where the vast majority of Americans are, in the middle, right? Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, the way that they have to campaign, you know, you have to pander to the extremes and then move to the middle. And I think you're right. I think Trump will surprise people. No doubt, no doubt. There will be some rocky moments. We always see these with new presidents. But, you know, hopefully he'll find his footing rather quickly and can get to the task at hand of kickstarting the economy and putting more people, more dollars in people's pockets and getting us moving forward after 8 years of what seems like, you know, a Groundhog Day static moment.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. We really appreciate your time this time, every time. We'll see you next week.
Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Christopher Sace, our financial analyst, live from Washington, D.C. If you want to find out more about what he has to say, go to chrisversace.com. That's V-E-R-S-A-C-E, chrisversace.com.